Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my good friend and colleague and reptile guide, Jeremy Zakas. Jeremy and I have talked about wrestling snakes. We've talked about snakes asleep in child's rooms. We've talked about snakes in the roof. We've talked about snakes in under the hood of the car. We've talked about snakes falling out of people's bags, coming up from under the seat while you're driving. But I feel like the line from the famous Walt Disney movie Dumbo, I've seen everything when I've seen an elephant fly. Now, Jeremy, this is a tiger snake, which is dangerous enough. And the tiger snake turned into, do you remember the Nautilus, Captain Nemo and the Nautilus, how he was destroying shipping in the Pacific because he was angry at the world? That's what this tiger snake reminds me of. There's one boat, there's one lake, and the tiger snake goes for it like the Nautilus. What happened?
Well, John, this is a story out of northern Tasmania, of all places, and it's at a lake called Lake Barrington. So this is a beautiful, crystal-clear lake just in the northern Tasmanian reaches. It's a very cold lake as well, so it sometimes starts to freeze over during the really cold months. But what happened this week, John, is something that I don't think that even the people of Tasmania expected to see. In the middle of the week, there was a boat out on the lake just having a fish, just a gentleman just enjoying his day, when all of a sudden one of his friends that was on the boat said, "What's that coming towards us?" And initially they thought maybe it was a stick caught in the currents. But then when they looked at it closely, lo and behold, almost like the Loch Ness Monster, they could see that this thing had a head and it was actually driving towards the boat at great speed. Sure enough, as it got closer, they realized it was actually a snake. And not only was it a snake, it was a tiger snake. So this is one of the most venomous snakes you can get in Australia. The most venomous snake you can get in Tasmania, because they really don't get brown snakes down there. But it was in the middle of a lake and it was actually swimming quite fast and quite effectively. The worst part was it was coming towards the boat. I guess in some ways they thought that it probably wouldn't be able to get up on the boat. They thought they were going to be safe in their little tinny runner about. But then sure enough, the snake approached the boat and started climbing up the side of it. And that's when all hell broke loose, really. So the two guys on the boat managed to get a stick. They prodded it and poked it. They couldn't stop it getting on board. And sure enough, it got on board. So they headed straight to shore and effectively released it on the other side of the lake. But there's a lot of questions here, John. Firstly, a tiger snake, they do like cool, damp areas. We know that. And in fact, I had an encounter with one just last week here at my own house. And we know that they do like the cooler areas. But they don't like water. So how did it end up swimming in the water? Two, how did it end up literally about 300-400 meters offshore in the middle of a lake in such a place that it could actually see a boat and aim towards it and then get on board? And then three, why was it not scared of the boat? Because the boat had a motor, the boat was running, but for some reason the snake just went straight towards it. So this is one, as you said, this is really 20,000 leagues under the sea stuff. This tiger snake somehow has managed to become quite an avid swimmer, get to the middle of a lake, then target humans all in the space of a day. So this is a truly unusual story. In fact, I haven't heard, and there doesn't seem to be on record really any other stories quite like this, but maybe our tiger snakes are evolving, which is really, really bad news for me, because we unfortunately have tiger snakes around here. So I can't even, you know, build a moat around my house if I so wanted to try and keep these things out, because genuinely, these venomous little creatures, they actually like the water too, it turns out.
Jeremy, is it possible that the creatures are responding to the weather patterns? You said it was very hot in New South Wales, heavy rain in New South Wales. This is odd behavior for a snake, very odd. He or she is going into harm's way. Going near a motor, going near humans, attacking a boat. That's end of the world stuff, Jeremy.
That's right, John. That does signify that probably there is something a little bit up. And what I strongly suspect is because Tasmania did have warmer temperatures too, is that this snake had to react to it because tiger snakes, especially, they need to regulate their body heat because over 35 degrees Celsius in direct sunlight, they've only got minutes to live. They actually have to get into shade. So we're talking just under 100 degrees Fahrenheit. They must get into shade or cool spots very, very quickly. And the unseasonably warm weather in Tasmania probably didn't quite get close to 100 Fahrenheit exactly, but it was getting up there. And I suspect this snake probably panicked and headed to the water. Also, too, they're having to do a lot more hunting as well because there's a lot more snakes out there. So prey's a little bit harder to get to, which means some of these snakes are getting desperate in some areas. And then I think the fact that it was actually already swimming in water, it probably got out of its depth. It probably realized that it shouldn't have been out there. And the fact that it detected probably the boat and knew probably by its vibrations that there was this thing there, it just figured it's going to cut its losses, just go straight to it and hope it could actually survive. So I guess a lot of survival kicked in as well. But this snake, if you look at the pictures, was definitely very aggressive because it was in defensive mode. But I think, John, you're right. A lot of things came together in the environment to put it out in the middle of the lake where it should never have been and really made it do something that it shouldn't, because we're taught that with tiger snakes, they are the laziest snakes that you'll find, because often people who get bitten have to tread on them, because even if you go near them, they'll kind of stand their ground, but then they'll move away quite slowly and decisively, as opposed to brown snakes, which will typically try and attack you. The tiger snakes are normally, you have to do a lot to get them really aggressive or get them really off kilter and flustered. And this one definitely was out of its environment. The size of it, too, tells me it's quite an adult tiger snake, which means that it has had a lot of time and a lot of experience to be through situations. But for whatever reason, this one found itself in quite a strange place. So something's going wrong with the tiger snakes, maybe in northern Tasmania. But the interesting thing will be is if we start to see more events like this, and if we do, we can probably say that, you know what, there actually is some climate impacts on these snakes. And that's not good news for us, especially if you want to go in some of the lakes of northern Tasmania and you're going to have to fight off some of these venomous creatures.
Tiger snake attacks fishermen in northern Tasmania. Boy, oh boy. Jeremy, one more detail. I've been reading for years about what climate will mean to flora and fauna. And one of the details that I'm confident of is that the trees and the bushes that grow on the hillsides up and down move up the hill because they want to stay away from the warmer temperatures and stay in. They have a very narrow band of temperature that they prosper in, trees and shrubbery. I'm thinking that's true for snakes as well. And so snakes are going to be moving around, not just because they're fertile with all the rain you're having, but also because it's too hot from where they grew up and they have to find higher ground. Now, Tasmania, I'm unfamiliar with the geology of Tasmania. This is a lake. So maybe it's a glacier lake. I don't know what Lake Barrington is. But I'm just suggesting that all the creatures are going to be moving, especially when we see that indication of the waters around Australia going from minus 0.25 and minus 5 when I was a young person in the 1960s and 70s, to plus 1 in 2020. That's not enough time for the snakes to adapt. They have to do something. They have to move. Just guessing, guessing. I mean, my botany degree I left in a drawer somewhere. So we'll move on to something where that's got humans in it. We can be more analytical about motives because it's not a tiger snake. Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales. The tiger snakes are coming. I'm John Batchelor.